I want to go to Romans chapter number 3. This is a verse maybe you've seen before. You know, we talk about having faith in God, right? Remember Jesus said that, have faith in God. But how many of you know to do that, you have to end up putting faith in His Word?
That's right. Yes, sir.
You end up having to put faith. The Bible talks about, remember whenever Peter and John were at the Gate Beautiful and they raised that man up, that the Bible talks about the crippled man, you know. The Bible talks about him getting up, and then they got in trouble. Peter and John got in trouble for, you know, using that name and getting that man healed. It was creating a stir. And so the Jews didn't like it, but they were persecuted and questioned about it. And they said, how'd this happen? They said, his name through faith in his name.
Yes. Yes.
His name through faith in his name.
Yes.
So faith in God means faith in the Word.
Amen.
It also means faith in the name of Jesus. You know, to have faith in God, you have to have faith in the Word, so you have to hear the Word. But you have to hear faith. You have to have, in order to have faith in the name, you have to hear about what's in the name. This verse, though, brings something else up. Notice here in the third chapter of Romans. I don't know if I told you which chapter, but it's the third chapter of Romans. The 25th verse, Romans 3:25, whom God hath set forth. Talking about Jesus, the context is Jesus. God set Jesus forth to be a propitiation. Now, the word propitiation is a word. We don't, you know, you haven't been talking to anybody in the last 30 days and used that word. This is the propitiation for your sin. Well, the what? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what does propitiation mean? It's not a word we use much, but it just means the substitutionary sacrifice that made amends for sin. So that you get to go free from sin. There's a lot there. We won't take time to get into it, but God set Jesus forth to be the propitiation for our sin. You could say, through faith in his blood.
Yes.
Say it out loud, faith in his blood. So we've got faith in God in the Bible. We've got faith in the Word in the Bible. We've got faith in the name in the Bible. Here's faith in the blood.
Yes.
Praise God. By the end of this service, you're going to have much greater faith in the blood. Because that's what I want to talk about this morning. I believe the Lord wants us to talk about this morning. And really, we're going to talk about it in a particular line. Go over to Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 19. If you brought your Bible there, we're going to look at some scriptures. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 19. You know the context here. Maybe we should back up to verse 17, because there's so much that runs up to this. Hebrews chapter number 10. Verse number 17, and their sins and iniquities, God's talking, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Now, why will he not remember them anymore? We'll see in a minute, but look at verse 18 first. Now where remission of these is. You're not just forgiven of sins, you have the remission of sins. Now, the forgiveness is one thing, but remission means it's totally blotted out.
Yes.
As if it never existed. Don't just talk about forgiveness. We do thank God for forgiveness, but really he blotted it out. It doesn't, in his book, it's not even like it was ever there. Hallelujah. The record was expunged. Glory to God. You ever heard of somebody that got a full pardon for their crimes? The record was expunged as if it never happened. So that's what he meant. He said, when he said remission, now where remission of these is, sins and iniquities, there is no more offering for sin. Now, you could say, well, he's talking about the Old Testament offerings of the lambs and the bullocks and cows and all that. But think about it this way. No more me doing without for a period of time to show God that I'm really sorry. That's an offering for your sin. And you're saying the blood of Jesus was not enough. So I got to add something to it. One of the greatest acts of faith you can do is, after you've missed it, is get up and boldly come to the throne of grace and obtain and receive as if that never even happened. Because the devil's there to remind you and say, well, you missed it so bad, God's not going to bless you. But you can put faith in the blood. And that's what he's going on to talk about in verse 19, which was our verse we wanted to get to. Having therefore, brethren, boldness. Now, the context is what he said about, you know, sins and iniquities where I'll remember no more because they're remitted. and there's no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. By a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us, and he did it through his blood. Consecrated a new and living way through the veil, that is to say his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Notice this, having. You might want to, there's three havings here. Verse number 19, having therefore brethren boldness. Verse 21, having a high priest over the house of God. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart, full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. You need to know what you have because of the blood.
Yes.
You got some things because of the blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some of this morning. And if you're not shouting at the end of the service, then we'll have a service for raising people from the dead. Because you must be dead.
Yeah.
Hallelujah for the word. It's going to thrill you.
Amen.
I said, having therefore.
Yeah.
This is something we have in Christ.
Yes.
Really, you could say it this way. It's something we have through faith in the blood. Through faith in the blood.
Yes.
Praise God. You need to know what came to you because of the blood.
Yes.
What you have because of the blood.
Yes.
Why? Because you need to boldly say
yes.
What you have.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Say it out loud. I'm going to learn what's in the blood for me. Well, you look at these verses, having therefore, brethren, boldness. So really, I mean, sometimes we don't have a title. Most of the time, I don't have a title for my sermons, but this morning, I'm going to give you a title. It's called, this is called blood boldness.
Blood boldness.
Boldness through the blood. Having, therefore, brethren, boldness through the blood of Christ. Blood boldness. Now, blood boldness is because of the blood of Jesus. What is blood boldness? It's confidence in faith. Boldness here, blood boldness, is confidence in faith. What to do what? To access the presence of God.
Right.
And also all that is there for you.
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
God's now approachable.
Yeah.
The door is open to his presence.
Yes.
A way has been made.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When Jesus died and he raised from the dead, the Bible says in Hebrews he took his blood into the heavenly holy of holies.
Yes.
It says he didn't go into the earthly, you remember the Old Testament priests, they went into the earthly, high priest, went into the earthly tabernacle or temple, into the holy of holies once a year with, he said, not without blood.
Yes.
In other words, they went in there with blood,
yes.
The blood of animals.
Yes.
But that was all types and shadows of what Jesus was going to do.
Yes.
And he brought his blood not into an earthly holy of holies. In fact, whenever he died, the veil in the temple rent, just like that. Because his presence moved out. He wasn't dwelling in houses anymore or buildings anymore. But he took his blood into the heavenly holy of holies. And whenever he went in there, he offered it to God as a substitute for all of you and my sin. And he, that blood, the Bible says, it speaks of better things than that of Abel's. It's in the presence of God. It's talking to God all the time.
Right.
Jesus is living, or God is seated, you know, on the throne, and Jesus is sitting beside him. And they're both living in the presence of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blood speaking something to them.
Yes, come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you and I need to know what it's saying.
Exactly. Come on.
We're going to look at that this morning.
Yeah, amen.
Because we want to say the same thing it's saying.
Yes, amen.
Because we need to agree with what God's saying, what the blood's saying.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blood has a message for you.
Yes.
I remember whenever we first got internet. Remember back there, what year was that, 92 or 91 or something like that? Anybody old enough to remember that? Some young whippersnappers, they don't know what that's like. But I remember the very first email system, AOL?
Yeah.
You've got mail. Remember that? Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Go online when you go home this afternoon and look up AOL, old AOL message or something like that. I don't know what you look at, but it'll play that for you.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep.
Well, the blood's sending you a message. You've got mail.
Yeah.
You need to hear what it's saying. And learn to say the same thing, because the devil will try to give you feelings that you're not worthy, that you're not accepted, that you won't be a God, that you can't receive the blessings of God, because you know how much you failed, you know, and so that voice is always talking to you. But you got to answer it. And you got to know what the blood's saying in order to answer it. So God is accessible now. Every step Jesus took with his blood to enter into the Holy of Holies, he was blazing a path. And that way, he was opening a way for everybody coming behind him with faith in his blood. Everybody to have a way to get there. There's God. God is now accessible. The veil in the temple was rent because it's because basically God was saying, now it's open house. Anybody that wants to can come. Used to be a closed house. Now it's open house. You know, when you ever gone to visit, you know, you were looking for a house and somebody was having an open house. Well, normally you just wouldn't barge into their house. But when it's open house, it's free. Anybody can come free to go in. And that's the way Jesus made the very presence of God, where everything you need is. It's open house. It's free to, everybody's free to come. The way has been made. The invitation has been sent. Well, how do I get there? Well, when Jesus was going into the heavenly holy of holies, I just imagine, maybe not actually so, but I just imagine there's a little bit of it dripping, you know. And you just follow the bloodline. It'll take you right into the presence of God. That might be human thinking, but it works for me. Hallelujah. But that blood made a way all the way into the very holy of holies in heaven. So God, you have boldness through that blood. You have confidence in faith. The presence of God is now accessible. The way to the Father has been opened. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And guess what? When you come to someone, and like when you come to God, but it's so in the natural, when you come to someone, you come to all that they are. Let's say you have some real needs and you go to someone who has a lot of wisdom, a lot of, they've been there before and they've renewed their mind with the word. They know how to do this or something like that. When you come to them, you come to all that they are, all that they have. Well, when you come to God, you come to all that he has. You come to all his wisdom, all his power, all his strength. Oh, my goodness. All his healing power, every need met. Praise God. And so I can't read this verse here in the 19th verse. I can't read it without just having, this is just the word that stands out to me a lot, opportunity. I just often, in fact, I think I got it written, and I don't even look at paper Bibles much anymore, but I think I got it written in most of my paper Bible. I just write by the side, opportunity. The way is open. The opportunity has been given for me to come. I have that opportunity. I have that privilege. Amen. So we got to learn to take advantage of this. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Praise God. So what do we have? We have confidence. We have access. We have a way that's been opened. We have an opportunity. We also, according to this verse, have a high priest. Hallelujah. Say, we have a high priest. What's he doing? He's ever living to make intercession for us. Hallelujah. He's on your side. Did you know that? Not intercession against you. He's for you. You know, the devil wants to tell you, wants to tell people that God's against them. They've missed it so many times. He's against them. He's not against you. He's for you. That's why he's there. He's the high priest. He's making intercession for you. And then another thing we have through the blood, according to this verse, we could read on down and you see it, but we have a clear conscience. I'm just telling you what you have because of the blood. You have a clear conscience. You go on down reading there. We stopped, I don't know what verse we stopped in. We stopped in verse 22, but you go on down. Let us hold, verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promise, and consider one another provoking to love and good works. And then you go over to the 9th chapter in the 14th verse, and you find out, this just back up a little bit, you'll find out if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctified the purifying the flesh, how much more? Shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience. That's something else you have because of the blood. You have a clean conscience. In other words, there's no more accusing voice on the inside of you telling you that you're unworthy. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. All of that unworthiness, and I'll just tell you something. Can I just be honest with you? More people deal with this than are willing to admit it. Until you start getting a hold of when it becomes revelation, you realize how much darkness you've been walking in. But the enemy is always, he's the accuser of the brethren. He's always trying to keep people hold them in a sense of you just don't measure up. You just don't qualify. You've failed so many times.
Come on, sir.
That's what the blood was for.
Amen.
people who have not been perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the blood purged our conscience. In other words, that voice telling us that we're not worthy. Any of that that's coming to you is coming from the outside. Now, sure, whenever we miss it now, our conscience bothers us. Yeah. But if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In other words, it cleanses that voice again.
Yes, come on.
Amen.
So in that state, there is a continuous message in the blood being communicated by the Holy Ghost to your spirit.
Yes.
That you're worthy. Anything else that's telling you you're not is coming from outside. And listen, you live in a cesspool of demonic stuff around you in the atmosphere, and that will talk to you. If you're not careful, you'll listen more to that voice than you will the voice of the Spirit in your conscience. Hallelujah. Clean, clean, clean. That's the voice. That's the message. Clean, clean, clean. But I feel so defiled. We're not talking about feelings. We're talking about the witness of the Spirit. And then your own spirit witnessing with you. But now, having therefore, brethren, boldness. So that's what we've got. We've got confidence and faith to come to God. We've got access to God. We got a way to the Father. Maybe we got an opportunity. We have a high priest. We have a clear conscience. And we have also, we have no more offering for sin. No more doing without. Waiting for God to bless us until we feel worthy again. Amen. This blood has secured all his blessings and made them ours, and we have those blessings now. Now. Say, shout, now!
Now!
They've made them ours now. We're blood bold and we're blood blessed. Not all my, I've got all my T's crossed and I's dotted and all my ducks are in a row and I haven't done anything wrong for a whole 3 minutes. Amen. It's like the cartoon I saw one time and said, man, I've been having a great day. I haven't slapped my wife or anything yet. And I'm about to get up now, you know. Amen.
All right.
Well, I don't know, maybe that was just supposed to be funny, but see, sometimes people, the devil wants to just kind of hold you in the sense realm, in the feeling realm, in the emotional realm, and he'll help reinforce condemnation. But we're blood bought, blood bold, and blood blessed. I think you need to say that. I'm blood bought, blood bold, and blood blessed. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And we're blessed right now. The blood is speaking right now. It's telling me right now I'm worthy. So I don't know which number that is. Is that number 8 or 7 or whatever it is? Then the last thing I want to say is the last thing we have is a royal invitation to come. This verse is talking about we have some things, and I just told you what you have. You have a royal invitation to come. You are welcomed in the presence of God. You're accepted there. You're accepted, the Bible says, in the beloved. Hallelujah. But I want to emphasize this blood boldness this morning. Ephesians 3:12. If you want to look at that, I'll just give you a minute. I won't take a lot of time. But Ephesians 3:12, it says, in whom? This is talking about in Christ. Anybody know this is an in Christ verse, right? Yeah. Say it out loud. This is what I have in Christ. What do you have in Christ? In whom we have.
Yes.
Sometimes people say, well, I'm believing God for boldness. Start saying I'm bold. I have it right now. This is what the blood gave me.
Yeah.
We having, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Say it out loud. I have bold and confident access to God.
I have bold and confident access.
You need to say that, especially whenever your feelings are saying something else. You need to overcome the devil and the accusations and condemnation and guilt and all that. You need to overcome that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony.
Yeah.
Say what the blood says.
Amen.
Praise God. So, Here he's talking about that. We have something. We have, I like to put it all together, bold. And notice the word bold, access, and confidence. I like to say bold and confident access by faith. See, this is a faith thing. Hallelujah. I said this is a faith thing. Now, notice he's the, notice in whom? In whom? Notice he didn't say because this is your personality. People say, well, that's just not my personality. Let me tell you something. Your mind is still in the process of being renewed. And as your mind is renewed, it'll change your personality. Maybe not every characteristic of it, but that drawback, hold yourself out, you know, act sheepish in the presence of God or in the presence of demons or in the presence of well-known, well-anointed people. I don't want to bother you. That's a boldness issue. Yes. And that's a lack of having a renewed mind of your worthiness.
That's so good. Amen. So good.
Amen. That's the truth about it.
Yes, sir.
This is not, well, that's just not my personality. Well, this doesn't say it's in your personality. It said it's in Christ. In whom? In Christ we have this bold and confident access. Amen. The source of it is not your personality. This is something divine, not something human. This is divine boldness.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Well, that's not my personality. Well, confess something different than your personality. Confess the word. Confess what it says. Your confessions need to be in Christ, not in yourself. You never see Jesus talking about in himself. He always talked about in his Father or through union with his Father. I'm doing these works, you know, these mighty works that are happening. The Father in me, he's doing the works. And all those things are in God, in Christ, not in ourselves. Say it's divine, not human. That's just another way of saying it's not personality. It's something of God. It's something of our spirit, not of our soul. Amen. It's something of the new nature. So this is one of the things we got when we were born again. You got boldness. Boldness is the absence of fear. Or maybe that's not exactly the right way to say it. Fear might be presenting itself, but your boldness is you refusing to yield to the fear and yielding to the Spirit of God that's then the truth of the Word of God rather than the way you feel because of fear.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions.
Yes.
That says that there's a, if you really, really, really knew your righteousness, that it would produce a divine Holy Ghost boldness. Amen. Praise God. Get yourself established in who you are as the righteousness of God in Christ. And when you do, you won't ask the ground in front of you for permission to step on it. Do you know what I mean by that? I don't know if that makes any sense to you. But sometimes the people are so tentative, so hesitant. I've had spiritual sons around me that they just irk the fire out of me because they're so tentative. Well, I don't want to make any mistakes. You're making a mistake by being tentative. Be bold. What if I make a mistake? Well, then we'll find out you made a mistake. I don't like that. I don't like intimidation and fear.
Yeah.
It just shows an unrenewed mind.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't ever come up and say hi to pastor because I don't want to bother him. You have more problems than that. Your issues are insecurity because of a lack of knowledge of who you are in Christ. And you need to whoop that. You need to face that. That's your Goliath. You need to face that.
Amen.
See, here's the answer for all insecurity problems and all, you know, identity problems. See, you need to have blood identity. Who you are in the blood. That's what this is talking about, a new identity. Seeing yourself the way he sees you, and that is he sees you as worthy to come boldly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're about to get started. It's about to start. Praise God. Boldness is faith in full manifestation.
Amen.
When you know who you are and know what you have and what you can do, you'll be bold.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boldness is an element of the spirit of faith.
Yes.
Anybody ever heard the term spirit of faith?
Amen.
Just so happens to be on our sign. Amen. And if you want to develop this, start speaking.
Amen.
Start speaking boldness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith is of the heart, but you have to begin to, by speaking what's in your heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Now, having therefore, brethren, notice Hebrews 10 and 19 again, having therefore, brethren, boldness. So he needs to, he's telling us, this is what you have. He says, you need to know it. The blood has a message for you, and he wants you to know the message.
Yeah, come on.
The message is boldness. The message is sin has been remitted.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And boldness will cause you to violate the hounding voice of condemnation. It'll cause you to step right over it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just afraid. Step over it.
Yeah.
Step over it. Step over it.
Yeah, come on.
That's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Come on, Pastor.
Come on.
A lot of people don't have because they don't come.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. Yep.
See it.
Yeah.
See it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yep.
They don't have because they don't come.
Yeah.
They don't come boldly. They're too sheepish.
Right. Right.
But God wants you to approach God. Without the hounding, he wants you to step over the hounding voice of condemnation. Just step over it, violate it, and treat it as if it never said anything while you're speaking what the Word of God says. Amen. So boldness is a faith thing. How many of you know we don't have a spirit of fear? We have a spirit, we don't have a spirit that draws back. We don't have a spirit of doing without. We have the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith and the spirit of adoption. The Bible talks about the spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption is the spirit that I'm wanted. I'm accepted. An adopted child. You know, my parents had me, and they had me, and they had to put up with whatever they got. But when a child is adopted, they are chosen. They are picked. God chose you. He picked you. He wanted you. I've used that on the Lord a lot of times. I remind him, Lord, I was your idea.
Right.
You're the one that wooed me by the Holy Ghost to come to you. Now here I am, I have a need. I was your decision to have me. You picked me. Here I am, I have a need.
Right. Come on.
Somebody said, I wouldn't talk to God that way. Yeah, and you'll do without.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somebody said, God doesn't like that, does he? Oh, he loves it. He loves it. It's blood boldness. There's a verse in the Old Testament that talks about how that the eunuchs in that day, they were pleasing to God because they laid hold of his covenant. God likes laying hold. He likes laying hold faith. He likes it. You get to know him, you'll find out he likes it. I can imagine every now and then Jesus taps God or bumps God's elbow and says, do you see that? Do you see Miss Leanne? The devil tried to give her heart conditions and look what she did. She's bold.
Amen. Yes.
And the Father, yes.
Yes. Amen.
That's my girl. Blood bold. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So boldness is rooted in faith. It's a spirit of faith. The source of it's divine and it's not a personality. Boldness is what happens when a man moves from mere head knowledge to the in the principles of faith over into the spirit of faith. Praise God. Boldness is one of the main ingredients in the spirit of faith. Tell your neighbor, and I have that too. Isn't that what it says in 2 Corinthians 4:13? We having. Why? We just read it because of the blood. We having the same spirit of faith. Well, I'm just not bold like that. Yes, you are. Start talking it. See, you're talking out of your personality. Talk out of your divine nature. Hallelujah. So listen to this very carefully. Your faith in the blood of Jesus does three things. Or to say it another way, it did something up in heaven for you. Number one, it did something down in hell, and it did something in you.
Yeah.
Number one, up in heaven, it gave you boldness to come to the throne of grace.
Yes.
Number two, in hell, in the presence of hell, it gave you boldness to stand up to hell. And number three, in your inner man, it cleansed, the blood I mean, it cleansed everything that robs you of that boldness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's look at them a little bit, each one of those. The blood of Jesus opened heaven. He gave us boldness to go into the presence of God. Because we're accepted there. No longer are you and I enemies of God, at enmity with God. We're accepted there. Praise God. Oh, I just like this. I've been feeding on this. So the moment you exercise faith in the blood, you will have a meeting with God. In other words, he's right there because that's where he meets people through faith in the blood. The Bible in the Old Testament, the Bible talks about the earthly Holy of Holies, and it talked about the Ark of the Covenant and then how God would dwell right above the Ark of the Covenant. And if you read, Exodus 25, I believe, he said, "There I will meet with you."
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so the high priest would come in with the blood of animals, which was a type of the blood of Jesus, and they would offer that blood. And God said, "There's where I'll meet with you."
Yeah. Come on.
Well, as soon as you offer, see, today, that was called, in the Old Testament, that was called the Ark of the Covenant, or it was called the Mercy Seat, or it was really called the Judgment Seat. But it was the place when the blood was applied, it was Mercy Seat.
Yeah.
But today, the Mercy Seat is not a geographical location like in a building somewhere over in Jerusalem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, the Mercy Seat is anywhere there's faith in the blood.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You put faith in the blood, and all of a sudden, mercy, which, because that's what the blood's talking about, is talking not about judgment that is due to you. It's talking about mercy because of a substitute that has been, that has taken that judgment. And so that mercy is talking to God, and as soon as you start putting faith in the blood, you have a meeting with that mercy. You meet God over that blood. Praise God. It's all about faith in the blood. Remember, we started out with Hebrews 3?
Yes.
So in Hebrews 9, we won't read this, but I'll just refer to it. Hebrews 9, 11, and 12, it talks about Jesus entering into the Holy of Holies with his blood. And that blood is still there in constant view of the Father today.
Yes.
And that blood is constantly, it is eternal blood.
Yes.
It's living today. And it's still doing what it always has done. And your redemption, it speaks of your redemption and your cleansing. Now, Hebrews 12:24 talks about, and I'll give you a lot of verses, but I just so big and rich on the inside of me, I can't. But Hebrews 12:24 talks about you have come, if you look at the verses before it, you have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion, the city of living God, and so forth, and to an innumerable company of angels, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and so forth. He's talking about you've been invited to come to the capital city of the kingdom of God. It's called the throne of God.
Amen.
The city of God.
Yeah.
And you've been invited to come there. And then it says, when you come to God, you came to an innumerable company of angels and all those things that list there. And you've come to the body of Christ that lists us, the body of Christ.
Yes.
You got a family whenever you came into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You've come to a family.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Amen. What time's dinner? You know, just anyway. And then it says, and to Jesus, the mediator, what verse is that? Verse 23, maybe? 24. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And look at this. And to the blood.
Yeah.
You're come to the blood.
Yeah.
Of, he calls it here the blood of sprinkling. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
The blood of sprinkling.
Yeah.
Now notice, which speaketh better things than that of Abel's.
Yes,
that blood's there.
Hallelujah.
Jesus offered it.
Yeah.
It's on the heavenly mercy seat, you might call it.
Yeah.
And it's there talking. It's speaking something. It's speaking a message.
Yeah.
It's constantly reminding God of the substitutionary work of Christ.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's so good.
that judgment fell on him so that mercy could be given to you and me. That's why it's something better than the blood of Abel, because Abel's blood was speaking of a wrong that had been done, and that the penalty must be paid for that wrong. Judgment had to fall. But that's not what the blood of Jesus is saying. The blood of Jesus is talking about your mercy. It's talking about your redemption. It's speaking of your righteousness. It's speaking of blessings that are now freely given to those that have put faith in the blood. It speaks of your healing. It speaks of your deliverance from danger, accidents. That's why old timers used to plead the blood.
That's right.
What were they doing when they were pleading the blood? They were laying their case for deliverance from whatever, accident or whatever, some sort of tragedy or whatever. They would lay their case for deliverance from that on one thing, the blood. The blood means I have been redeemed from this. Praise God. And that's still good for, that was good for old timers. That's good for new timers. Amen. Somebody said, are you old school? Yeah, but I'm new school and old school. So, praise God, the blood made the way. Praise God over, and it gave you access to the very presence of God. It gave you boldness to enter into the presence of God. Hallelujah. All right. So, don't be denied when you've missed it. Don't be denied what belongs to you when you've missed it. Put faith in the blood. When you put faith in the blood and the blood is applied, the devil is the one that's denied.
Yes.
I want to deny the devil everything that he's trying to do in my life. Denied, denied, denied. You ever seen that old time commercial, credit card commercial? They were trying to say, we accept a lot of people, because rather people apply for credit. They were trying to get credit. And they were trying to say, we accept more people than other people. And they had that old time commercial where they kept snapping, denied, denied, denied. Other companies that were giving credit would just deny people, deny people. And we won't do that. We'll accept you, accept you.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, the devil is the one that keeps being denied in my life.
Right.
Amen. Because of my faith in the blood.
Yes.
Not because I'm all that in a bag of chips. And you're not either, if I can be honest. But we are in Christ.
Yes.
Somebody said, we don't deserve all these blessings. Well, we know what when people say that, we know what they're saying in themselves. But see, we're not in ourselves.
Right.
Amen. All right, so number one, something happened for you in heaven. It opened the way to heaven. Number two, it overcame the devil. Blood was the blood has done something over hell. What did it do? It overcame hell. Revelation 12:11 says they overcame him by the blood. Satan was destroyed because of the blood. You ever heard the testimony of Lester Summerall, and whenever in the Philippines he cast the devil out of that girl that turned that whole nation around, had a great revival? Remember that? She was in prison, and these demons would come and bite her, and they could actually see the physical marks in her body. You ever heard that testimony? And he went to cast that devil out because Jesus said, I want you to go do that. He said, I don't much want to do that. He said, I don't have anybody else. Because he said, get somebody else. He said, I don't have anybody else. Think about that in a nation of whoever, millions of people. He only had one person who knew their authority. So he went over there, and one of the things that girl, that demon, wasn't a girl, the demon in the girl would say was she would curse the blood. She said, I hate the blood. Because Dr. Summerall said, when you cast out devils, always talk about the blood.
Amen.
I like that.
Because
that's what overcame him.
Amen.
That's there's power.
That's right.
Power.
Right.
Wonder working power in the blood.
Yes. Glory.
Amen. And it cleansed everything in me.
Yes.
The blood cleansed everything. Smith Wigglesworth said, there's not one thing in me that the blood has not cleansed.
Praise
the Lord. I'm completely clean by the blood.
Yes.
But you've made mistakes, sure. But the blood cleansed me from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So it overcame the devil. The devil thinks his opportunity, he thinks he has an opportunity whenever we've missed it. But when we put the apply the blood to it, his opportunity is denied.
Yeah.
Denied.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So always proclaim faith in the blood. And then the third thing the blood does, and we'll wrap this up with this, it removes all sense of guilt and shame like we've been talking about. And your conscience produces a righteousness consciousness. Hallelujah. In other words, it silences, the blood does, it silences the voice of self-condemnation. Do you hear that? Self-condemnation. Sometimes the devil's the one accusing us, and sometimes we're just beating ourselves up.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, the devil will come along and say, that's right, you're not worthy, just like you're beating yourself up. He'll agree with you, and then he'll say, don't use that hammer, it's not big enough. Take this one and use this one, and he'll give you a bigger hammer to hit yourself with.
That's right.
You need to reject all those, that voice of condemnation. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, we're going to spend that rest of the service looking at this. Now, hallelujah. When Pastor Debbie and I moved to Cedar Rapids, we got life insurance. And there was a lady came out to our house, and she drew blood and wanted to, I guess they wanted to take it back to the lab and see what all was in our blood. And, they put it under a microscope, I guess, or however they do that, and they looked at all of it. And they came back with a long list of what was in our blood.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked at that and like, oh, man, I'm bionic man. Look at that. but human blood has a lot of things in it, and we don't have time to get into it, but it's really, the Bible says that the life is in the blood.
Yes.
Without blood, the life can't circulate. That your body needs. So anyway, so they gave us that printout in full detail, description of everything that was in our blood. And there are things in there I couldn't even pronounce.
Yeah.
But when I read that, I thought about the fact that when Jesus died on the cross, he took his blood into heaven. And then God got out his microscope and looked at everything that was in the blood, wrote it all down, and sent a copy to you and I in the form of the new covenant.
Yeah. Amen.
Said, here's what's in the blood.
Yeah.
Cleansing is in the blood. Righteousness is in the blood. Boldness is in the blood.
Amen.
Healing is in the blood. We'll look at that in a second. I got too much to get to. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that makes reading this printout, this is my Bible, reading this printout of what's in the blood, it makes you look at it a totally different way. So find out what you have. Praise God. Access to God is in the blood. A clean conscience is in the blood. Praise the Lord. So, read God's printout, right?
Yes.
Now, let's look at this in a little different way because of time here. Let's go down to this area of I've got to skip a lot here. Go to Hebrews 10:19 again, or just think about it, because that's the verse we've been looking at. Having therefore, brethren, boldness.
Yes.
Say it out loud. I have boldness. To enter into the holiest and so forth and so on. And if you read the fourth chapter, you come there to obtain, receive from God. But listen to this trend. This is Rotherham emphasized translation. Rotherham emphasized, rather than say boldness to enter into the holiest, it says, having therefore, brethren, freedom of speech for the entrance through the holy place by the blood of Jesus. So you have, through the blood, you have, when you come into the presence of God, you have the freedom to speak the words of faith. You have the freedom to say what God said based on his word. Right? In other words, you have the right to say something.
That's good.
And this word... if you look up this term, freedom of speech, it means free or unreserved in speech, given to speaking freely, to speak out in defense of oneself. Hallelujah. And then here's my favorite, to outspeak or outdo somebody in speaking.
Yes.
In other words, it's like an argument.
Yeah.
We're not arguing with God.
No, sir.
But the accuser of the brethren is coming and he's arguing with us. And you need to be able to outdo him.
Yes.
When he says you're not worthy, you got to have something ready for him.
Yes.
You got to up what he says.
Yes.
It's a little like David and Goliath. Excuse me, Goliath made threats and David kept answering him. You got to keep answering the devil and you got to outdo him whenever he keeps talking. Hallelujah. And you got to be bold about it. Hallelujah. So express yourself in the presence of God and express your rights in the Word of God. What does the Word of God say your rights are?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I thought you'd shout just a little bit more on that. You have to be outspoken because he's got a web of lies he's going to bring to you based on feelings and condemnation and stuff. And you got to undo, you got to strip every one of those lies down with the truth of the blood. What does the blood say? What does the blood say? Hallelujah. So say communicate. See, the blood has a message for you, but you need to tell the devil what that message is. You need to tell him what that is. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm skipping so much here. You really should hear the rest of it. But I got one thing we got to get to. You get to, when you see the New Testament here, in fact, you can write these down if you want. If you want to look at them, you can. You see the New Testament talk over and over about the blood of sprinkling. I was amazed whenever I saw that. I kept seeing the blood of sprinkling, the blood of sprinkling, the blood of sprinkling. It's referring to the Old Testament, how they would sprinkle blood on different things. Let me just give you some Hebrews, some verses out of Hebrews. Read Hebrews 9. If you want to learn a lot about the blood, read Hebrews 9 through 12.
Amen.
Really the whole book of Hebrews, but chapters 9 through 12 are just powerful on the blood. And it'll give you a lot of shotgun blasts for the devil whenever he comes.
Amen.
Glory to
God. You need to load up on Hebrews 12, or 9 through 12. So whenever the devil comes, you're ready for him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hebrews 9, chapters 9, verse 13 and 14. If the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify through the pure flying flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living God, right?
Right.
Then Hebrews 9, 18 through 22, wherefore neither the first testament was dedicated without blood, talking about the Old Testament law. For when Moses had spoken every precept and all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats and water and scarlet wool and hyssop. Notice that, scarlet wool and hyssop. That's important. That might sound strange, but that's important. Scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled, sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled. There it is again, with blood, both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry, and also all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. So there he's talking about sprinkling. Hebrews 10, 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled. Sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Say it's sprinkled.
Sprinkled.
Hebrews 12, 24. And Jesus, this is what we've come to. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of sprinkling. That speaketh better things than that of Abel's. I kept seeing sprinkling and kept dawning. I must be missing something. What's the sprinkling part? Yeah. I would have just said, we've come to the blood. But he said, we come to the sprinkling of blood.
Right. Yeah.
Now here's the revelation in Hebrews 11, verse 28. I'm going through this quickly. Hebrews 11, 28. Through faith, this is talking about Moses. Through faith, Moses kept the Passover and what? The sprinkling of blood. Lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now it's talking about whenever they were in Egypt, remember? And God said to Moses, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Pharaoh didn't want to, and remember all the plagues and things kept happening. And then the last plague was the death of the firstborn, you remember? And God said to them, now tonight, be ready, get your clothes ready, get all your stuff in bundles, you're going out tonight. He said, get ready. And he said, this is what you do. You kill a lamb. They had to actually make sure it was clean for, I think, 14 days or whatever it was, and make sure it was without blemish, because this is a type of Christ, this lamb, type of Christ. So be ready. And then on the night of the Passover, the death angel, this is not God.
Right.
When it says that I will hover over you, it means there was an angel protecting their home because they had applied the blood of this lamb to their home. Remember that?
Yep.
I'm going real fast.
That's good.
Because we know the Bible enough to we can understand this. So that death angel was going through, and the firstborn was being killed by Satan. As a death is called the last enemy that's going to be put underfoot. Right. Death is not God.
Right.
God never planned death.
That's right. That's right.
Adam was supposed to be alive today.
Exactly.
But anyway. So the death angel went through. God said, I will hover over you when I see the blood. Because take the blood of that sheep, that one that represented Christ. Take the blood of that lamb without blemish and kill the lamb. Put the blood, take hyssop or wool or something and apply the blood to the doorpost of your house.
Yes.
And then he said, when I see the blood, literally the Hebrew says, I will hover over you. So God was providing protection for those under the blood.
Yes.
And whenever things were going around through the nation, hello, tragedy in the nation, those under the blood were kept. So here is not only remission of sin, here's temporal protection for your physical life and your house. There's protection, everything that's redeemed. If you plead the blood, there's protection for it. Anytime they start talking about, you know, storms or derechos or tornadoes or something, I say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over every home of every member of Spirit of Faith Family Church. I plead the blood over the buildings of Spirit of Faith. I plead the blood over our home. I plead the blood over our vehicles. I just plead the blood. And then I go, ha, ha, devil. You thought you'd get us. Praise be to God. I said, praise be to God. Now, listen very carefully. When the blood was shed, let me go. You still here?
Yeah.
Notice, by faith. Let's back up. By faith, Moses. Do you see Hebrews 11, 28? By faith, Moses kept the Passover. This is that very first one.
Yes.
And then the sprinkling of blood.
Yes.
Notice, the deliverance was not in the shedding of the blood.
Right.
It was in the sprinkling of the blood.
Yeah.
In other words, let's use a different word than sprinkling. It was not in the shedding of the blood. It was in the applying of the blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus' blood was shed, but it's faith that applies it.
Faith applies it. Yeah, come on. Yep.
Amen. In the Old Testament, it was applied with hyssop. In the New Testament, it's applied with the hyssop of your tongue. Say what the blood says. Say I'm redeemed. Say I'm protected. Say I'm saved. Say my babies are healed. Say you can't touch this house. You can't. Disease can't touch this house. Hallelujah. And it can be applied even not just to your conscience, but to everything in your life. It can be applied to your body. Do you know whenever, it doesn't say it here in Exodus, but if you read in Psalm 103, verse number 4, not only were they protected from the death angel that night, but it says that, this is what Psalm 103, 4 says, it says that there was not, what they left with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among their tribes. All those under the blood had their bodies healed. Their body, old men straightened up, healed, ready for a journey into the promised land. They were all healed, and Egypt gave them their silver and gold that night. Said, out of here. And they said, gladly. Praise God. What provided all that? The blood. But he was looking forward to the blood of Christ. It wasn't the blood of an animal. It was faith in the one that animal represented. They look forward to the cross and the shedding of Jesus' blood. We look back to it. Today, it's a finished work. Hallelujah. Israel was protected even from physical death and protected in their homes. And everything that they had was kept by the power of God. Because not because that sheep's little lamb's blood was shed, but because they applied it. How do you apply it? You apply it by faith in the blood. Hallelujah. That's what he said. By faith, Moses. By faith, Moses applied it. Praise be to God. I said, pray. How can you sit there in your seat? It had to be applied. Praise God. And the Bible said whenever that death angel saw the blood, it was a sign to him, don't touch this house. If you read it over there in the book of Exodus, it was a token It called it a token.
Yeah.
In other words, the Hebrew says sign.
Yes. Right.
Praise God. So when the devil sees the blood, he's like, don't touch that.
That's right.
And they send out an email to one another. Hey, demon partner, don't touch that one. The blood's over there.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
And that blood was shed 2,000 years ago and gave you a whooping. You remember that whooping?
Yeah.
Don't you touch that blood. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You can have, remember over in the Old Testament, Job had a hedge about him. That's what this can provide for you. To where you are really an untouchable one. Forget those the stats or the statistics of the world. Well, every, one out of 10 men get whatever. I don't know. What's that? Prostate cancer or whatever. I don't even know if that's statistic. I might be wrong. But I don't study that stuff.
No, sir.
If you study that stuff, you don't have faith in the blood.
Yeah, exactly.
1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. It'll not come nigh where the blood is applied. Glory! Stand with me to your feet. Satan is limited by the blood. But he's specifically limited by faith in it. He has no access to one who has faith in the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that hedge of protection can stop the destroyer.
Yes.
So continually display the tokens of it. Continually talk about it. Amen.
Amen.
Put it on the doorpost and the boundaries of your life. We were praying one time. And there's a connection between the blood and angels. I don't have time to get into that. But we were praying one time here. And I remember distinctly seeing this. And I think some of you remember in that prayer meeting, I said something about it. There was a line of angels all around this property line here.
Yes.
I saw it in the spirit. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Don't touch this place.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Don't touch this place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because there's a hedge of protection around us. And those angels, they honor that. Amen?
Amen.
So the blood, say this out loud. The blood has been applied.
The blood has been applied.
God is on my side.
God is on my side.
Satan has been denied.
Satan has been denied.
And for me and my house,
we're going to thrive.
We have faith in the blood.
We have faith in the blood.
Woo, glory to God. I think we ought to say that again.
Yeah.
Say, God is on my side. Praise the Lord. The blood has been applied.
Satan has been denied.
As for me and my house,
we're going to
thrive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise be to God. Anybody ever had a young one, raised up a little child? Maybe around two, three years old, they wobbled out in the kitchen one day and while you weren't looking, grabbed something like the ketchup or the peanut butter or something and spread it all over everything.
Yeah.
Anybody have any experiences like that? If you're recalling in your mind, it might be a recollection of you yourself doing that. Amen. And you're trying to, you're cleaning it up. Maybe if you're the parent, you cleaned it up and you thought you had it all.
Yeah.
So you walked up to the counter and grabbed a hold of the counter, and it's underneath the edge of the counter. It's like, how'd you get, you got this peanut butter everywhere.
Yeah.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sir.
Well, when it comes to the blood, be like a three-year-old spreading peanut butter. Just spread it everywhere. Get it over everything. Just get it. Get it over your mind. Get it over your body. Get it over your house. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're one of Pastor Debbie and I's spiritual sons and you're called to the ministry, whether you're in it or not, but you're called to it, I want to lay hands on you this morning. Come up here. Pastor Debbie can join me. And just this grunt of faith, this boldness of faith. It comes through revelation, but there can be impartations made too.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You might not be in the ministry yet. I'm not saying just for those in the ministry, but you have that in your heart. You're supposed to be in the ministry in some fashion or form. We want to lay hands on you. Glory to God. I saw this in my spirit when I was preparing. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Give me some good laying on of hands music, Brother Travis. Glory to God. Father, as we lay our hands on these, we thank you for the boldness of heaven, the divine boldness of heaven to be imparted unto them. We know it comes by other ways like they heard this morning. But Father, we're laying our hands on them to impart whatever measure of this that's on us. Hallelujah. This spirit of boldness in the name of Jesus. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Be bold. Step out and obey God. Be bold in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Be bold. Mama Shikite. In the name. Be bold in Jesus' mighty name. Be bold in Jesus' mighty name. Be bold. There it goes. My. Mashikiye. Be bold to speak. Boldness to speak. Boldness to speak. Say what the Spirit is saying. Say it right. Say it clear. Say it without fear of the people. Say it as the Holy Ghost wants it to be said in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Boldness in Jesus' name. Boldness. In Jesus' name. Boldness. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Be bold. Boldness. Masakite. Boldness to do what God said. In the name. Boldness. To sota grugesh the pass, the desh, the ka, the te, the te, the to, the to, prashtishke. In the presence of opposition. In the name, in the name, in the name, in the name. Praise God. Be bold, maskitiye, spirit of boldness, the spirit of boldness, maskitiye, in the name. Be bold, be bold, in maskite proske, in the masiki, boldness in Jesus' name, maskitiye. Now, masikiyeke. While we're laying hands on the rest of these, if you are, if you are 25, let's put it up to 30. I know that's going to be more people, but if you're 30 or younger and you would like some impartation, the Lord put it in my spirit to lay hands on the young people this morning. If you want impartations along this line, maskiteye, maskiteye, maskiteye. Mashkateye, mashkateye, boldness, yeah, to step into what's yours. Boldness, sasaketeye, branzgechiko topaske, jiko toposketa shikiye, zenkorokoshka pahaha, yes, yes, bokishtakiye, ha, yeah, 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 to say to those individuals what needs to be said. Mashkateye, mashkateye, mashkatutuye, oh, yeah, yeah. Shoo, pramastaka, yiki, boldness, ha ha. Masketeye, brukskahaya, masketeye, bronzgetekia, saprosakaye, masketeye, masketeye. Change it up. You're not playing with, you're not in the right flow, Brother Travis. Train something up. Sakadekia, shakata, ah, shoo, yeah, 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 masikite, oh. Oh, Ramnasakatiya. Somebody help him with drums or something. This isn't the flow. Yeah, Karamasakahati Kite Kita Kai Kite. Bold in Jesus' name. Bold in Jesus' name. Bold in Jesus' name. Mashkateye. Bold in Jesus' name. Shakaye. Asakite Kite 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 Kite. In the name, boldness. In the name, boldness. In the name, Masakiye. In the name, Masakiye. In the name. In the name. Masakite kite 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 kite. Ha ha ha. Sataki de Krageshakuyetakitiya Prosakutakaye. Hallelujah. Ekala makata. Be bold in Jesus' name. Be bold in Jesus' name. Bold in the name of Jesus. Yes, bold. Yes, bold. Maskitiye. Yes, bold. Maskitiye. Brosgetiki. Yek roske petia sakai sakai. Ha ha ha. Okay. Maskite kia. Anzabrogeshte kite. Impartations. Maskite. Yeah, impartations. Maskite. Thank you, Lord. Be strong. Basket. Boldness. Strong and bold. Hallelujah. Yeah. What do you got? Go ahead. Bold in the name.
Power, power.
Yes, bold in the name of Jesus. The other thing the Lord told me to do is lay hands on people with bone or joint problems. Whether it's pain, whether it's limited mobility, whatever the issue is, bone or joint problems. Or it could be some sort of, bone disease, cancer or something. What is that called? Leukemia or something. I don't know. Whatever. Bone or joint issues. If you would like healing this morning, lay hands on you for healing, then come up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Go sing that again.
Power in the blood of the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. Now that power went into you by the laying on of hands.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you have a right to it through the blood.
Yes.
Blood rights.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I have blood rights. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Let's just thank God for the power that went into those bodies. Thank you, Father. We thank you for those that had hands laid on them. Impartations were made. Healing came. We receive it all. We receive it all. And we say it's working in our body right now. In the name of Jesus. We were just down, was it last weekend or 2 weekends ago, whatever, in Kansas City preaching. I don't remember, I was just in the middle of telling a testimony or something, and a lady raised her hand and she said, "You laid hands on me. I was having headaches, I don't remember, for months or something like that. And just constantly, maybe not constantly, but just every day, maybe coming and going every day at least." And she said, "Well, when you laid hands on me, the headache stopped, and I haven't had a single headache since." That same power went into you. Same power went into you. Some of you can already tell a change. But if you don't see a change, or you haven't noticed anything, then you just keep on saying, "That power's working for me, because I got a blood right to it. I got a blood right to it." Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.